Country Pop FM.
Bob Almanac, Friday. Busy day today. Lots of audio. Let's get into it. It's Friday, August 21st. You know, there's only one more Friday in August left after today. Second to last Friday, that's all.
Zinging right by us.
So the stats, 234 days in, 132 full days left in 2020. Now, 1831, this was former slave Nat Turner.
Yes.
When he led the insurrection against slavery in Virginia, an uprising, tried to free slaves in Virginia. We were still 30 years away from the Civil War.
And this didn't go well.
It did not. No. That was 1831. 1878, the American Bar Association formed in New York by a group of lawyers.
Honky-tonk?
No, not the Honky-Tonk Bar Association.
Oh, just the regular.
And it wasn't the Mr. Good Bar Association, the American Mr. Good Bar Association. That one also.
What good Mr. Good Bar would be good about, right?
Yeah,
now.
So that was 1878. 1923, in Kalamazoo, Michigan, an ordinance was passed forbidding dancers from gazing into the eyes of their partner. So you could dance, you just couldn't gaze into their eyes. What else do you look at? You look at the wall?
Yeah. I don't know. Your eyes might wander.
What were they concerned about in Kalamazoo, Neil? That dancing would lead to other activities?
That you could, yeah, so you could put somebody into a trance.
Was this John Lithgow? Was he there?
Yeah.
Was he in charge of Kalamazoo, Michigan at that time? You can dance, you just can't look at each other. 1923. I've been to Kalamazoo. They've got some strange laws over there. You cannot cross the street with your llama. You have to pen your llama. You have to put it in a crate before you cross the street or bring it across any public roadway in Kalamazoo.
I didn't know that.
1931, Babe Ruth became the first MLB player to hit 600 career home runs.
He wasn't done.
No, he wasn't. He would also surpass 700, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
That was in 31. In 1943, one of several, the first of several newsreels.
Canadians join American forces in the campaign to drive the Japanese out of Kiska, last enemy base in the Western Hemisphere. Canadian and American generals with Admiral Kincaid, Allied commander, supervise the embarkation somewhere in the Aleutians.
So people forget that the Japanese occupied the Aleutian Islands there for some time, and there was actual battles in the Aleutian Islands off of the Alaska coast. Alaska was not yet a state, but it was a territory, and Japan thought that they could get a foothold in North America. They were wrong. And this was the date that the Japanese evacuated Kiska, the Aleutian Island. And I'm sure I'm probably going to hear, I've got a new World War II correspondent, Neil.
You do?
Codenamed the Blue Hornet, with his trusty sidekick, Bondo.
Huh.
He's been providing me with some guidance on World War II items. And he's a self-proclaimed World War II expert, the Blue Hornet.
I didn't know that.
So I have three people now that are codenamed. I've got the Golfing Farmer, have Major Healy, and now I have the Blue Hornet and his trusty sidekick, Bondo.
No relation to the Green Hornet and Cato.
Not at all.
Okay.
1950, this date, another newsreel.
Recently completed United Nations permanent headquarters in New York City, the new home of the General Assembly is ready for business. Entering the International Meeting Hall, the spacious lobbies, illuminated through translucent glass walls, give visitors a glimpse of the future.
And fountains of chocolate, also at the UN headquarters in New York. They moved into the new headquarters this date, right on the shores of whatever that is. Is it the Hudson River? Is it the Bay of Biscay? It's right there next to some body of water. The United Nations, New York City, 1950. 59.
It's made official at the White House. President Eisenhower congratulates the new congressional representatives of Hawaii before the simple ceremonies that remake the geography of the United States, adding the 50th and southernmost state with a land area of 6,500 miles and a population of 600,000.
Hawaii joins the fun. 50th state, 50th star on the flag, the big 5-0, 1959. We're still waiting for you, Puerto Rico. You can be number 51 if you want. Or maybe Guam. Guam? Why Guam? So that was 59. 1968 on television.
Good evening from Chicago for the 35th Democratic National Convention. It all begins in just 1 hour, and it looks now as if before this evening is over, we're going to have a lot of fireworks down there on that convention hall floor.
Oh my goodness, there were fireworks, yeah, because there were riots and all kinds of things in Chicago this day, 1968. Of course, eventually, Hubert Humphrey, which was kind of a back and forth, up and down. He wasn't even the original guy who was going to be on the ticket. And he kind of stepped in there because, who was it? It was the other guy from Minnesota. Was it McCarthy? Who was it? There was somebody else that was kind of in the lead, and then something happened to him, and then there was all vice versa, and Hubert Humphrey ended up being on the ticket and accepting the Democratic nomination. Now, you would have been upset as a kid because that was the CBS coverage, obviously, with Walter Cronkite.
Sure.
You know, let's salute Walter Cronkite. He didn't bounce back and forth from networks.
No.
He found a home on CBS. They compensated him.
Yeah.
Handsomely, and he stayed on CBS. NBC didn't draw him away to host, Nightline or Dateline NBC to catch a predator. Could you see Walter Cronkite doing Catch a Predator?
No.
He was on CBS, and he stayed on CBS. But on this date, when they did their coverage of the convention, they preempted not only Gunsmoke, but also Andy Griffith.
Ooh, wow.
I'm sure you were watching, and you had to hurt.
Yeah. I didn't care much about politics, although I know Hubert Humphrey was a Minnesota guy.
Yeah, so favorite son, that whole thing going on there. So that was in 68. 1969, the first Gap store opened, The Gap, in San Francisco. I've stepped into a Gap. I've browsed Gap with my wife. I have never purchased an item of clothing for myself at The Gap. It just doesn't, it's just not either my style, they don't have my sizes. You know, The Gap, it's not for the bigger fella.
Right.
It really isn't.
I don't know.
It's hard to find
a
double X at The Gap. That's what I found. They're there somewhere. I don't know. Back in the back room.
Maybe. Yeah,
in the back. Let me check the back.
And then they don't put them out.
And then they never come back after they check the back.
Right.
That was in 69. 1976.
Operation Paul Bunyan was the most heavily militarized and military defended tree trimming operation ever in the entire world.
We in the joint security area had this feeling that everything was lined up behind us, ready to go to war. And what was lined up behind us was helicopter gunships.
So you've ever heard of Operation Paul Bunyan? It was in Korea in retaliation for what's called the Korean Axe Murder Incident 3 days prior. Because there was a poplar tree that was blocking the view of UN observers in the demilitarized zone. So, our forces dispatched 110 troops, 27 helicopters, 3 B-52 bombers, all to cut down a tree. Operation Paul Bunyan in Korea, this date, 1976.
Seems excessive.
79. Well, they didn't know what awaited them.
Yeah,
they were crossing over in the enemy territory area there. Who knows what was going to happen? They had to be prepared.
Yeah.
When I trim tree, I mean, I got a slingshot just in case.
You're well armed, though.
Gary Newman, Cars. I think this was a one-hit wonder. If it wasn't, it very well should have been. 1979, this song was released. I don't remember Gary Newman having another top 20 other than this one.
This was big.
So that was in 79. Let's jump ahead to 2012.
It happened in Vegas. Britain's Prince Harry photographed here in the nude after a reported game of strip pool in Las Vegas this past weekend.
Strip
the website TMZ posted the pictures online last night. The palace does confirm to CNN that photos are of the prince.
Strip Trivial Pursuit, then they played later on.
What, you've never played strip pool?
So Prince Harry, he bared it all. Mm-hmm. He was in the All Together, and we're still tabulating the number of family jewels jokes since that date 8 years ago, and we're up to 7,541 family jewels jokes that were used as soon as that story came out. They're still doing them to this date.
Yes,
and I don't know if that's why Harry and Meghan. I wonder what Meghan thinks of that. Maybe she was at the party. Maybe she was there. Is that where they met? Were they playing pool? They were the last two competitors. They were the last two standing.
Evidently, she's a better pool player than he is.
She won. And then 3 years ago,
millions of Americans looked up as darkness descended in the middle of the day.
This is something that I will be dreaming about and thinking about for the rest of my life.
crowds erupted.
It was the big eclipse. I don't remember much about it because it was cloudy here. It got kind of darker, but again, we had dark clouds, as I recall. We didn't have much of an effect here. You had to go to elsewhere in the country to get the full effect of the total eclipse.
Right.
Which is full effect because it's total. It's gone. Bye-bye, sun. That was 3 years ago, 2017. Birthdays now.
This is TV theme time at its best.
It is. It's the Mod Squad and the man who played Link, Clarence Williams III. 81 today. Still with us. Link is still with us. The big afro.
Nice. I did enjoy that show with Link, Pete, and Julie.
You know, he was also in Purple Rain. Happy birthday to Link here today.
Think of your fellow man. Lend him a helping hand. Put a little love in your heart.
Jackie DeShannon.
You see, it's gay.
What the world needs now is love. Put a little love in your heart. You know, she also wrote When You Walk Into the Room. That was a Pam Tillis hit. Neil, you may be familiar with.
I'm familiar.
She also wrote Betty Davis Eyes, Kim Carnes' big hit. She recorded those before those two artists did, made them hits. Jackie DeShannon is 79. While Hank Stram's offense was matriculating the ball down the field in Super Bowl IV against the Vikings, this guy was shutting down Joe Capp in the Vikings offense. Willie Lanier, 75. Oh, yeah. You remember him, linebacker for the Chiefs?
He was a game changer with Bobby Bell and...
They had
a stout defense.
Broadcast,
we couldn't figure it out.
Broadcast journalist Harry Smith.
Oh yeah.
On the broadcast tonight, high stakes for the Republican contenders. It's Rick Perry's debut debate, as the others in the field are keenly aware. Moment of crisis as frantic calls are made to 911.
Probably a familiar delivery and voice to those of us who sometimes watch network television news. Harry Smith today, 69. Archie Griffin, the only man to win two Heisman trophies, and he did it in back-to-back years. Neil, what an accomplishment.
Senior.
Ohio State, of course.
What, early to mid-73, 74?
Somewhere there. Archie Griffin, 66. Kim Cattrall, who, of course, Sex in the City, became a big star there, but she was in Porky's.
Uh-huh.
Remember her nickname in Porky's, Neil? Do you care to share it?
I don't.
You
don't? I don't know.
Okay,
it.
Last. Police Academy. She was in Police Academy as well. But I remember her best as the conspiring Vulcan in Star Trek VI, The Undiscovered Country.
You have betrayed the Federation. All of you.
And what do you think you've been doing?
Saving Starfleet. Klingons cannot be trusted. Sir, you said so yourself. They killed your son.
Neil, can you trust Klingons?
I struggle with that.
So that's Kim Cattrall, 64 today.
We are family.
You've been accused of being a Klingon.
Yeah, it's kind of.
You and your darn cloaking device.
Yes.
Never know where you're at any time. But it turns out you're just not here.
We are
so Sister Sledge. Kim Sledge. I can't tell them apart. They're sisters. They look alike. I can't tell. Sister Sledge, we are family. 63 today. This guy played for the Vikings.
I'm the punky QB known as McMahon. When I hit the turf, I've got no plan. I just throw my body all over the field. I can't dance, but I can throw the pill. I motivate the cats, I like to tease. I play so cool, I aim to please. That's why you all got here on the double to catch me doing the Super Bowl shovel.
I'm mama's boy.
So, Jim McMahon, he was a little less punky by the time he got here.
Yes, he was.
He wasn't quite as much of a punky QB known as McMahon. Jim McMahon, what was he, 93? He was the quarterback here, 93. Led us to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Lost against the Giants, though, at Giants Stadium. So a Jim McMahon today. He's 61. She was the Long Island Lolita, a young gal who had a thing for chubby guys with a 5 o'clock shadow who wore Zubas.
Boy.
Amy Fisher, 46 today.
What woman wouldn't?
Who wouldn't?
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I could teach you, but I have to try.
So, Neil, her milkshake, her milkshake brings boys to the yard.
I guess so.
What does your milkshake bring to the table, Neil? It's more of a blizzard, maybe one of those concrete mixers.
I've gone to the strawberry.
So Kellis, who had that big hit, early 2000s, called Milkshake.
Never heard it.
She is, of course you haven't, 41 today. Neil Freeman lives a sheltered life. Paul Menard, who was a longtime NASCAR racer, not only does he know how to race cars, what else does he know? What and how to do? He knows how to do something else.
He knows how to date actresses. Didn't he date some actress?
He knows how to save big money.
Oh, well,
Paul Menard.
That is.
Happy birthday. He's 40 today.
He's part of the Menard family.
Yeah,
right?
He's from Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Yeah. Yeah. Usain Bolt. What a great last name for a fast runner. Usain Bolt, Olympic winner. Was he Jamaica, Nigeria? What country is he from, Neil? Can you look that up?
I thought it was Jamaica, but
he's very fast. 34 today, Casey Musgraves.
Just hoe your own rope and raise your own babies. Smoke your own smoke and grow your own daisies.
That's a fun song. Biscuits, I mean, any song that's a food item, you gotta like it.
We play some of her music.
The original working title that was Croissants, and it didn't work out. It's too French.
Usain Bolt is Jamaica,
okay,
by the way.
Casey Musgraves, happy birthday, 32. Ever watch that show, Nashville?
So to all of you out there who want me to beg for forgiveness, who want to burn my records and cancel my concerts, who want to put my career in the ground.
Including Brad Paisley. Brad Paisley want to take her out. He's in the episode. He's in the crowd here. She's singing, Neil. Do you know that?
She really sings.
Yeah, she does. There she is.
I liked her in Heroes.
Hayden Panettiere, 31 today, from Nashville.
Yeah.
I went with the Nashville. Yeah, she played Juliet. I went with the Nashville. Yeah, country music. I went with that angle.
You got to.
She's 31, and he was the son of Walter White on Breaking Bad.
So you're saying all this time you were lying about this? I mean, so you're saying you're a liar? Why don't you just die already?
He wasn't too happy. He found out his parents were making and selling drugs and laundering money
in large quantities. Yeah.
He didn't say, I want in. He didn't say, I want in. I want some of the cash. He responded pretty well there. Yeah. RJ, I think it's Mitty. RJ Mitty.
Mitty.
Is 28.
All right, gone but not forgotten. He was Count Basie, and he had his own orchestra, for crying out loud. Anybody else here in the room have their own orchestra?
Was he a real count? I mean, was he like Count
Chocula?
Count Chocula, Count Dracula, the Count from Sesame Street?
Yeah, he's
one banana sandwich, two banana, ha 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 ha, three banana. I don't think so.
Well,
he's probably a top five count.
I would think he is. Count Basie, and of course, made a cameo in Blazing Saddles, 1904. Hector Toe Blake, one of the fine hockey players of all time, won 8 Stanley Cup champions, 1912. Remember Chris Schenkel?
Bringing you competition between the finest bowlers in the world. It's a professional bowler's tour.
Nobody
double exposure
any better.
Oh! And he called bowling. I mean, you think bowling is being boring?
No,
not with Chris Schenkel.
No, he had a way, and he had a voice. 1923, a year later, another great sportscaster, Jack Buck.
Into deep left center from Mitchell, and we'll see you tomorrow night.
One of the famed calls of a Twins game, World Series Game 6.
No, that was spring training.
Oh, yeah. What about, that was 1924 and 1938, not the baseball player, but the Grammy Award winning singer, Kenny Rogers.
I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a
jacket. Not just any Kenny Rogers, this is psychedelic Kenny Rogers, okay?
Nice. To see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition.
Was the first edition with him here? Yeah, give us a little train whistle.
That song is missing some train whistle. I got a fever, and the only prescription is more train whistle.
1938 for Kenny, who we lost not that long ago. And another great country singer, Harold Reed, we lost not that long ago.
We lost
one of
them
the Statlers.
Both this year. Another reason that 2020 has been
John's
bad.
John's big in cattle, raised deep in debt.
where Mavis finally wound up is anybody's bet. Linda married Sonny, Brenda married me.
The unmistakable Harold Reed.
All of us is just part of history.
He was born a year later than Kenny Rogers, 1939. And Wilt Chamberlain, one of the, he's out of order here, great basketball players, you know. Everybody knows about Wilt and his off-the-court exploit.
Well, he was the NBA leading scorer both on and off the court.
I think you're correct. 1936, and they're all gone, but not forgotten.
How about a Bob-a-thon for Friday that starts with Toby Keith? I'm just talking about tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Tippin, who's ready to rock in a country kind of way. Or George Strait, fringe artist. I don't know if you've heard of him.
He kind of rings a bell.
Check yes or no.
All right, let's go, George.
Okay.
All you need for summer. KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY. Faribault. KLCIL.